محمد و آل محمد صلی اللہ
الفاتحة. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. السلام على المظلوم بلا ناصر. السلام على ساكن التربة الزاكية. السلام على صاحب القبة السامية. السلام على الرأس المرفوع. السلام عليك يا قتيل الظمأ. السلام عليك يا زينب الكبرى. السلام عليك يا صاحبة المصيبة العظمى. ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, there is a hadith of the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Who says, من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. He who doesn't thank his fellow beings doesn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am no one to thank anyone. However, in my own capacity, I wish to appreciate and acknowledge all the hard work that the volunteers have put during these 12 nights of Muharram. I am no one to thank, as I said, because these people are thanked by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They are thanked by Janab Fatimatul Zahra salamullahi alayha. And they are thanked by Imam Hussein himself. For organizing and establishing the Aza of Hussein alayhi salatu was salam. Therefore, I am acknowledging, and of course I am appreciating all the hard work that has been put by all the volunteers, especially a young man who has been like an angel to me and has made sure that I was here on time. Because we are very time conscious here. I made sure that every paper of mine was not exceeding 5 minutes, and I always brought 6 papers with me. Therefore, to be in time and finish on time. And I'm sure due to his humility, maybe he would not me to take his name, he would not want me to take his name. But he is my nephew and I see him as a son. And I would like all of us to recite three loud salawat for all the volunteers of this community. As we have been discussing during the past 12 nights and today it is a wind-up and I will not be going in sequence probably because I have pointers. And during the past 12 nights we have been discussing about the Surah Taha in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and told Musa that Musa come to me and this is a tree in which Allah put fire where he spoke to Janabi Musa. And we saw that Janabi Musa was guided by this fire, the way all of us who are lost in this desert are guided by Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wassalam. For the Holy Prophet says, Inna al-Husayn misbahul huda. Surely Imam Hussein is the beacon of guidance and he is the safinatul najat. And we also discussed about the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when He makes a choice of immaculate individuals whereby no mistake can be made from them. And any divine leader who the world chooses, at least I will not accept. Because the divine leadership is only given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to individuals who have got the capacity of guiding the total humanity. We also discussed when Allah said to Janabi Musa, Aqim as-salata li dhikri, that, O Musa, establish remembrance and prayers for my remembrance. And we discussed that prayer was not only limited to what we do, but it was also dua and it was also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For whenever a person goes anywhere in this world, if Allah is with him, then the reward of Allah is with him too. If an individual keeps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his mind all the time, then it would not be possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be unjust and punish him unjustly. However, I have recited in front of you more than 60 to 70 verses during these 12 nights, and I wish to end this Muharram, the Ashra of this Muharram, by reciting 11 more verses. In fact, 11 from one surah, but there will be other 5 or 6 verses which I will recite to you, before you. And these verses are the guiding lines and the guiding verses for every mankind in this world. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Ya ibadi. And ibadi means the slaves of Allah. It doesn't mean Muslims only. Even those who are non-Muslims, if they take these verses of the Holy Quran and they follow them, then they will also be the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see why. However, in Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is just for reminding myself and all of you, عَجِبْتُ لِبْنِ Adam. I am amazed and I am surprised by this son of Adam. أَخْلُقُهُ وَيَعْبُدُ غَيْرِي. I am the one who has created him and he worships other than me. وَأَرْزُقُهُ وَيَشْكُرُ غَيْرِي. And I am the one who gives him sustenance, but he thanks other than me. This is a hadith al-Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to, through his messenger, he has given us this message. That just remember, the creator of yours is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is only Allah that sustains me and you and everybody on this universe. These are two things that we've got to remember at all our deals in this world. At the same time, Janabi Sulaiman was a king that no king can match today because he could speak to animals, he could speak to birds, he could speak to ants, and the Quran is there as a witness, and he gives us the story. Someone came up to him and said, Ya Sulaiman, you have the biggest kingdom that Allah has ever granted on this earth to any humankind. And he said, yes indeed. But then he said one sentence only, which teaches me and you to repeat this sentence whenever we are taken aback by the beauty of this world. And he said, Hada min fadli Rabbi. These things that we have is but from the mercy and the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not through my doing that I have this kingdom. It is Allah's choice that He has given me this kingdom, and it will be His choice, and He will remove this kingdom from me. Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. He says, and he teaches us this. These are statements of the first Imam, which are beautiful statements. Only if we work on it. He says, Ya Allah, you are the best God and the best Lord that I have had. He says, Kafali fakhran, aw kafali fakhran an takuna li rabba. It is enough pride for me that you are my Lord, O Allah. Wa kafali izzan an akuna laka abda. And it is enough pride for me that I am your slave, O Allah. Enough pride. Ilahi, that this is the statement. Ilahi anta kama uhib. O my Lord, you are just the way I want you to be. Just the way. There is nothing else I want from you. Ilahi anta kama uhib. Faja'alni kama tuhib. O my Lord, now you make me the way you want me to be. And that is the statement when Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam said in Karbala. He said to the people, O people, I am the son of Rasulullah. But then when they didn't hear, he says to Allah, أَيْتَمْتُ أَيَالِي لِكَيْ أَرَاكَ. I have orphaned my family because I want to come and see and meet you. And this is what we need to see as well. Our Lord is our Lord. He is not going to change whatsoever. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us the way He wants us to be. Recite us a loud salawat, please. In Surah Anbiya number 47, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in just a reminder, in a recap of all the 12 nights, the 10 lectures that we have gone through, He says, every action is going to be counted for. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. He says, even if there is a mustard weight of action, anybody who does a mustard weight of action, and maybe smaller than that, أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. Allah says, we shall bring that on the day of judgment for you to see. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And we don't want any calculators there. Allah says, I will be the only one who will count the actions of all my slaves. I will be seeing the good actions and I will be seeing the bad actions too. There are so many surahs in the Holy Quran, and I said to you that there were more than 1400 verses pertaining to the day of judgment. Surahs like Surah Infitar, Inshiqaq, Surah Waqa'ah, Surah Al-Qiyamah. All these surahs have got all these verses of the day of judgment. However, there is one particular surah which I normally read, and you can, people tremble when they read this verse. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam didn't even, he also could not rest at peace when he read this ayah. Two verses I'll read before you. The first one is, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفَّةً. That day, when the spirit and the angels will stand in queue, in line. As I said, Janabe Isa will also be standing on line. There's another verse which says even the prophets and the awliya will be standing on line. And then he says, لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانِ. They will not be speaking, they will not be talking, except for those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will permit to talk. Nobody else will be speaking. It will be the permission of God that He will tell anybody if they want to speak that you are allowed to speak, and then the person will speak. And this, as we saw, the severity of the day of judgment when Janabe Isa is asked a question, and it took him 2 years, or it will take him 2 years to open his mouth and say, "Oh Allah, I am not what you, what these people said I was. I am not the son of God, and I never told them that I was the son of God. They believed me to be the son of God because you gave me the power of giving life to dead, and that is why." And there's another verse in Surah Hijr number 43 where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ لَمَوْعِدُهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allahu Akbar. That the fire of hell, Jahannam, is the abode for everyone. أجمعين, he says. لَهَا سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ. It has got 7 doors or 7 gates. لِكُلِّ بَابٍ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ. For every door, there will be a particular portion. So everybody will be told to go through this door to hell, I'm saying. Allahu Akbar. When the Holy Prophet heard this ayah, he did not sleep for many days. And finally, one day he asked Jibreel, he said, "Oh Jibreel, please tell me, what is this verse and what are these stations?" You see, you will see in the Holy Quran that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about Jannah, He has spoken about Darajat. And when He has spoken about Jahannam, He has spoken about Darakat. So there's a difference between Daraka and Daraja. Daraja is when you go upwards. And I don't think in any language we will find a word as Daraka. Daraka means stages which go downwards. You see? And Daraja means stages which goes upwards. So you say Darajatul Ula, Darajatul Thaniya, Darajatul Thalitha. The first level, the second level, third level. You go upwards. Daraja. But when it comes to Daraka, you go downwards. So Janab Ibrahim told him that there will be Darakat in Jahannam, not Darajat. Darajat are in heaven. Darakat means going down and lower and lower and lower. He said the first Daraka is for these people, the second for these people, the third for these people. When he reached the seventh, he kept quiet. Jibreel. Allah asked him, the Prophet asked him, "Why? What's wrong? What is the seventh one? Tell me." He said, "Ya Rasulullah, tell me what is the seventh one? Is it going to be that my ummah will go to that seventh one?" Is that? Jibreel said, "Yes." And a verse was revealed. Surah Nisa number 45. "Inna al-munafiqina fi darakil asfal min an-nar." That the hypocrites of the community, the munafiqeen of the ummah of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they will go to the lowest barakah min an-nar. Meaning from number one to the seventh level, asfal. وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. And you shall not find for them any helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. You see, another verse. Verses and verses and verses are there. Time is also there. But don't worry, every paper is 5 minutes. So inshallah ta'ala you will not be taken for 45 minutes. He says in Surah Ali Imran, number 188, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. And he says, do not count or do not imagine or do not think as far as those people who are feeling happy from something that they have done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning showing off. Basically, this is my explanation. Showing off. If I do anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I show off. You see, I wake up in the morning, for example, for the salatul tahajjud, I knock on the door of people and I say, you know what, I pray salatul layl at night. So I didn't sleep properly last night because I woke up for namaz ishab and I didn't sleep. When we go to ziyarat, the same incidents. Oh, we're not sleeping, why? Go to sleep, why? We've got to wake up for namaz e tahajjud tomorrow. Yes, you've got to wake up. Why are you telling others to wake up with you? Tell them, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Whoever wishes to pray salatul tahajjud, pray salatul tahajjud. Fine, encourage each other, good. But is there a need of saying that I have prayed salatul tahajjud, therefore, I'm tired? For example, donating in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once this Bahlul, he saw a beautiful mosque being built. And they were debating on what name to put on the mosque, the plaque. So he wrote his own name, Bahlul. And he went and put it on you know, on the top, on the front wall, prominent wall. So the person who built the mosque said, "What the hell? What do you think you're doing? I have built this mosque. I have spent here $2-4 billion. What are you talking about? Remove this plaque from here." He says, "Why? Who have you built this for?" He says, "For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course." He says, "What's the difference whether your name goes or my name goes? It is for Allah anyway. It is not for anybody. It is for Allah." Fine, there is a verse in the Holy Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even if you spend in the sake, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can do it in two ways, either secretly or openly. Fine, there is no problem. But is there a need of showing off? And this is a big, big topic in its own self. I'm just going fast. But Allah says that don't count and don't imagine that they will go into Jannah. وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. These people want to be praised for something they have never done or they have not done. On the day of judgment, when Allah will take accountability of every individual, and when He comes to such people, He will say to them, "Okay, now you have prayed and you have donated and you have given for that person, right? Now go tell him to give you Jannah. For I have got no place for you in my Jannah." And these things are there. They are in the riwayats and they are in the books. And he says, "Wala tahsabannahum bimafajatin min al-azab, walahum azabun aleem." Remember, don't think that they will be free from the azab. They will have azab, which is a chastisement, which is painful and tormenting. However, we come to these 14 verses of Surah Al-Furqan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the characteristics of the ibad of Allah. You see, I refrain from saying Muslims only in this case, because it is ibad. And ibad means slave of Allah. And he says from Surah number 63, from verse 63, Surah Al-Furqan, and these verses we should write and keep it on the wall as well. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ. And he says, and the slaves of Rahman, the slaves of the most merciful, Rahman, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, are those that when they walk on this earth, they walk in humility. You see, not in kibr, not in takabbur, not in pride, they walk in humility. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when ignorant people talk to them, ignorant, huh? Jahl murakkab, remember? We discussed about the compound ignorant people. When they don't know that they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. These type of people, when they come and argue with them, don't tell them you don't know. Tell them peace be on you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show you light and guidance. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Remember, it took us about 12 nights or 6 hours to discuss 4 verses or 5 verses from Surah Taha. These are 11-14 verses, so of course we cannot do justice. We'll just go fast by in these verses. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And there are those people, the Ibad al-Rahman, are those people who spend their nights in the state of sajda and standing. Now we can add something here, in the state of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet has said, the Imam has said, that if you want to be sleeping and still doing ibadah, sleep in wudu. It's the easiest way you can do ibadah when you are sleeping. If you do wudu, you go to sleep, you are doing zikr and ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the time you wake up. This is it. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And then he says, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ. And then those people who pray, and we do this dua every Ramadan, in dua Kumail, in all the Munajat-e Sha'baniya, in Abu Hamza Tumali, all these nice, beautiful duas, we say, "Oh Allah, keep away from us, what? The azab Jahannam, the punishment of Jahannam. Inna azabaha kana gharama," because the chastisement of the day of judgment is tormenting. "Innaha sa'at mustaqarran wa muqama." It is the worst abode and place to go and live in. And then he says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا. These ibadur rahman are those who when they spend, they don't do asraf. They don't do extravagance. They don't do lavish spending on anything, you see. If I have 5 cars, If I have 6 cars, I am the only driver. I don't need the other 4 cars. But you know what? I have the habit of having good cars, maybe, for example. Fine. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you don't need it, don't use it. Use one car, for example. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتَرُوا. And they are neither stingy, and tonyo, and conjuice. Miser, you know. Yeah. These are verses which can, you know, we can break it down into a series of lectures. أَوْ كَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Such people are told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take the middle path. Not this way, not that way. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٌ. The Ibad al-Rahman are those people who do not call on anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody but Allah. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. And they do not kill people, those people who Allah has forbidden to kill. If an enemy comes in front of you, enemy of Islam, and if you are there for jihad, you can kill, there is no doubt. However, not every soul is eligible to be killed by you. إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, he says. And then he says, وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. And the Ibad al-Rahman are those who don't do zina and fornication and adultery. And these are also in types. You can even fornicate with your own eyes, as you know, better than I do. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَى أَثَامًا. Whoever does that is doing nothing but sinning in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Azab on the day of judgment for such people will be doubled. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ muhana, and he will stay in the Jahannam for a disgraced, in a disgraced fashion. إِلَّا, now this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except for those people who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believe, who do good actions. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. As far as those people are concerned, whatever bad deeds that those people have, Allah will change them into good deeds. Can you imagine? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft merciful and He is oft forgiving. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. Okay, the other verse. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. And those people who don't give false witnesses. وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا. When they pass by evil and vain talks, vain things, they pass in the state of dignity. They don't lose their dignity, huh? They don't lose their dignity. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمًّا وَعُمْيَانًا. And this is very, very important. The Ibad al-Rahman are those people that when the verses of the Holy Quran are recited in front of them, they do not close their ears, neither do they close their eyes. They are attentive, they listen to the verses of the Holy Quran, and they try to apply it in their lives. وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. And those people who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all pray, huh? We all pray, we do this dua. Oh Allah, grant us good offspring, grant us good wives. This is what it is. And these are the Ibad al-Rahman who say, keep my son and keep my daughter on the right path. Make my wife a mu'mina, make myself a mu'min too. And these are the du'as that are there for the Ibad al-Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيَلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. These are the people that they will be given high places because of what patience they have in this world. وَيَلَقَّوْنَ فِيهَا تَحِيَّةً وَسَلَامًا. And they will be met by welcome and peace by the angels. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا حَسُنَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا. They will be inside the Jannah for as long as it takes. And the time has got, there is no limit. in the time of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khalidina fiha, they will be. They will be inside the Jannah forever and ever and ever. And then here we come to one point more. We say, what do we do now in this world? We have sinned. We have committed sins. We have done sinful actions. What do we do? Allah says in Surah Zumar 53, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Say, Prophet, say to them, those people who have been unjust to themselves, tell them, O Rasulullah, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not lose hope from the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives every sin. He says jami'a. Now I don't know how to translate jami'a, but jami'a means every sin. Can you imagine? Innahu huwa al-ghafoorur rahim. Surely He is the best forgiver in this world. Every sin, huh? Remember, you see, the worst sin that someone can do is raise his sword against Hussein ibn Ali. The worst sin. However, we see the Hur, he although raised his sword against Imam Hussein, but on the day of Ashura, he repented. And when he repented, today me and you are weeping for him. And we know that his place is in Jannah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven this great man. There was a time, if I take 5 minutes, I hope you don't mind, recite a loud salawat please. Hassan al-Basri once. Hassan al-Basri once was talking to his students and he said this statement. He said, listen to this. He says, لَيْسَ الْعَجَبُ مِنْ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ كَيْفَ يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ. He said, I will not be surprised if someone gets into hell, how he got into hell. Because he thinks everybody is going to go to hell. That's what he thinks. And then he says, وَلَكِنَّ الْعَجَبُ مِنْ مَنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ كَيْفَ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. The surprising factor is that a person who enters Jannah, how did he enter Jannah? What did he do in this world to enter Jannah? This person came to Imam Zain al-Abidin, sat down with him, says, I am fearing this verse, this statement of Hassan al-Basri. Imam said, you have come to the right place. You have come to the Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi alayhim ajma'in. When Hassan al-Basri was talking to you about this, he forgot the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't know the mercy of Allah. He says, I would rephrase it. Imam said, لَيْسَ الْعَجَبُ مِمَّنْ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ كَيْفَ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. He says, I will not be surprised that when everybody goes into Jannah, how they go into Jannah, because Allah is ever merciful. Ever merciful. In the book of Manazil al-Akhirah, Shaykh Abbas al-Qummi writes that there will be those sinful people who will be chained and they'll be taken to the fire of hell. When they will be going, there's no respite now. When they will be going, they will turn back and look at the mercy of Allah. Allah will say, tell the angel, stop. Because he has hope on me, forgive him. Put him in Jannah. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I will not be surprised. وَلَكِنَّ الْعَجَبْ, now he says, مِمَّنْ يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ كَيْفَ يَدْخُلُ النَّارِ. I will be surprised, however, he says, Imam. That person who goes into hell, how did he manage to go to hell after all the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in this world? After all the forgiveness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got in this world, how did this man die or this man manage to go to hell? At the same time, on the day of judgment, one of the names of the day of judgment, and there are more than 97 to 98 names of the day of judgment. One of the names of the day of judgment is Yawmul Buka. The day of crying, Yawmul Buka. But then you remember there's a prophet, there's a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In which he says to his daughter Fatima, Ya Fatima, kullu ayn, kullu ayn, baqiyatun yawm al-qiyamah. Oh my daughter Fatima, my darling Fatima, every eye shall tear and weep on the day of judgment. The Holy Prophet says. And then he says, exception. Illa aynun batat ala musab al-Husayn. Except that eye which has wept on the musibah of Hussein. فَإِنَّهَا ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ بِنَعِيمِ الْجَنَّةِ. that I shall be smiling, laughing, getting good news and tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Jannah. You see, Azadaran Imam Hussein, you are the Azadaran of Imam Hussein. Your tears will take you to Jannah, to salvation. And this is the hadith of the Prophet, none other but the Holy Prophet. We remember the people of Karbala today. It is the day where we normally say it's the day of Ziyarah. This day we know that now the tents have been burnt, the children have been looted, the ladies have been looted, Sakina has been slapped by Shiva, the earrings have been pulled, she is bleeding, her kurta and her clothes caught fire. We have heard this and we know this. On this day, it is said that in the morning when they woke up, Umar ibn Sa'ad commanded his army. He says, go and bury our people. Umar ibn Sa'ad, la'natullahi alayh. He says, go bury our people. The army goes and bury the enemy's najis bodies. But the park bodies of the Ahlul Bayt is left in the desert of Karbala. Nobody is there to take care of it. And the time of Zawal comes, the ladies are tied in a rope. From top to bottom, Sakina, 4-year-old child, is tied with a 25-year-old woman. She is tied. There is no balance. She is tied. The throat of Zainul Abidin is tied. The stones are from inside. The head is bleeding from top to bottom. Imam Zainul Abidin says, it is hurting. He couldn't raise his head up because of the weight of the chain. On that day, Umar ibn Sa'ad says, now climb, tell them to climb the camels and let us go to Kufa. When they were told to mount the camels, there was nobody to help Bibi Zainab. Bibi Zainab looks at the maqtal and says, Ali Akbar, in Medina, O Abbas, in Medina you used to fight as to who will put me on the camel. Today there is nobody to help me to go to the camel. Nobody is there. And if that was not enough, these people did not even put the saddles on the camel. The camel was saddleless. There were no saddles on the camel. Bibi Zainab looked at the enemy and said, can you please take us from where the maqtal is? Imagine the sight. The dead bodies are kept there. The enemy takes the family of the Holy Prophet from the maqtal. Bibi Zainab looks at Imam Hussein's lasha, looks at the body of Abbas, looks at the body of Ali Akbar, cries. And she says one thing. She raises her hands towards the sky and says, Allahumma taqabbal minna hadha al-qurban. Oh Allah, accept this qurbani from us. Accept this qurbani from us. Ala la'natullahi ala al-qawm al-zalimin. Wa si'alamu al-lazina zalamu. Ayyamun qalabiyyan qalibun. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
صلوا على النبي
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
هو الش سبي اونچا عالم میں مکہ جن کا عالم میں مکہ جن کا کوفے میں انہی پر ہے زندہ کا مہن کیوں ہے بتلائے ستم تیرا میدان میں غربت کے زینب ایک تھے نالے، زینب کے یہ تھے نالے، جب بھائی چلا مرنے پھر زندہ بہن کیوں ہے، بتلائے ستم تیرا، برپا ہے عزا کس کی، کون آیا ہے پردیسی، کون آیا ہے پردیسی، اس درج یہ تاریکی، اے صبح وطن کیوں ہے، بتلائے ستم تیرا، کشتوں کو تو سب اپنے آدانے کیے مدفو، آدانے کیے مدفو، لاشے پسرے زہرا، لاشے پسرے زہرا، بے دفن پڑا کیوں ہے، بتلائے ستم تیرا، زنجیر جہنم سے امت کو چھڑائے جو، امت کو چھڑائے جو، آئے ہے کیا کہہ رہی آج اس کے ہاتھوں میں رسن کیوں ہے، بتلائے ستم تیرا، شادی ہے رچی کس کی، روتی ہے بنی کس کی، روتی ہے بنی کس کی، دولہ جو سلامت ہے برباد، دلہن کیوں ہے، بتلائے ستم تیرا، اے کو نہیں زینب کیا دختر پیغمبر، کیا دختر پیغمبر، عالم کی خزادی کے بازو میں رسن کیوں ہے، بتلائے ستم تیرا، روزے پہ بلانے میں انوار دکھانے میں، انوار دکھانے میں، سید کے لیے دیری، ذاکر کے لیے دیری، اے شاہ زمن کیوں ہے، بتلائے ستم تیرا، چرخے کوہن کیوں ہے، اولاد پیمبر منبر کی آوارا وطن کیوں ہے بتلائے ستم تیرا.